It has always been God. It will always be God. It has always been you and will always be you. For each of you is a part of God. Each of you in your own ways is God's voice. Each of you in your own ways is God's heart vision. Human life is, in a sense, a clarifying of that vision. Your experiences as human beings serves as a kind of lens that transmits light and energies from one form of reality to another. You are in your own ways aware of a spirit reality, and your human lives as lenses transmit that vision onto a kind of entity that can hold what has been transmitted. That entity of holding what is transmitted through your heart vision can be seen as a commitment of sorts, for life in its most meaningful manifestation is a commitment to the truths as you understand them to be. As you gain in your understanding of spiritual truths, your lives become a manifestation of that commitment. That imprint of what the lens of human life transmits from the source that is the spirit center. When you pray, you're opening that lens. You're allowing light to come through. You're allowing understanding. You're allowing love to enter onto that entity of commitment. These messages essentially are ways of focusing the spirit center, that is God, upon your lives so that you can transform God's energy into action. That action does not imply necessarily doing something, but more importantly, becoming something. What it is that you become may find its voice in concrete actions. It may find its voice in becoming more loving toward all. It may find its voice through a commitment to prayer for others. There are an infinite number of ways that such action can be identified, but it is in your becoming, your evolving, your transformations, that the actions that are best for you become clear. What you become constantly changes. At one stage in your life, what you become that leads to action will be very different from another period in your life journey on your pathway. We speak of growth. We speak of increased vision of the heart. These are ways of understanding the changes that occur within the span of human life. It all begins with your being open, with your being receptive. But it doesn't end with that openness. It ends in what you become, and in becoming what actions are most appropriate. Human life is not about self. Spirit life is not about what's best for the individual soul. Those lives have something in common, that being that for those lives to have the greatest meaning, such can only be measured as it impacts others. We who are your guides continue to learn, but it is our loving purpose to guide, to open the heart, to serve as a kind of lens of our own that focuses God's presence upon your heart vision. Our purpose is to serve others. In spiritual terms, our purpose is to help open the heart vision of other spiritual entities. Your purpose is to open the visual heart of other human beings. How is that really done? It can be done through prayer. It can be done by just being present for another. It can be done by expressing love toward another. The nature of that expression may take many forms, but the imprint upon the entity of whom you are gathers its strength by the way you find of serving another. You do not need to feel that as individuals you are expected to save countless others by whatever way you define it. The number of people who benefit by your actions is unimportant. What is important is that you reach outward beyond yourselves. What is important for your guides is not how many spirit entities we provide guidance for. What is important is that we are focusing our commitment beyond who we are as individual spirit entities. It is, in other words, not about the me, but rather the you. It is about another. It is always about another. Non-judgmental love, of course, applies to self. For there are many who judge themselves, and that judgment can be so destructive, both physically and spiritually. By accepting oneself as being where one needs to be in the process of becoming, one is therefore more able to reach beyond the self. You cannot serve another if you devalue yourself. Love does not come from an empty source. Love is directed outward from a center that is love. And that center that is love cannot function unless there is acceptance of self. So, of course, part of the journey is loving oneself. Not putting oneself ahead of others, but recognizing the sacredness of self. And then, in that strength, committing yourself to something that is beyond how you define yourself. That is expanding the presence of God. That is expanding the reality of love. Yes, we think of God as being infinite. But being infinite does not mean there is no growth. Whatever your commitment to another is, that commitment, that action, increases the spiritual presence of God. God had no beginning, but that does not mean there is no growth. You, each of you, had no beginning that one can identify and insist that before this point, there was no you. You had no beginning, but having no beginning does not imply you had no growth. So it is with God. God's presence grows because of your commitment through the light that is transmitted to the soul. God's presence grows through every act of selfless love. God's presence grows through every act that leads to an acceptance of one's own divinity, because in accepting that divinity, you are increasing that entity of spirit center. God's presence, therefore, is a kind of dynamic presence. It is not static. Yes, it is always there, but it is not unchanging, for it expands because you expand. When you act in response to your acknowledgement of the sacredness of another, that act of unity, that reflection of oneness, is God reaching out and becoming even greater. You and we are infinitely connected to God's presence. We say often that you are a part of God. All of you and all elements of each of you are a part of God. You are not all that God is, but you are part of God's presence. It is for that reason that we emphasize so much the beauty of relationships that are truly loving and non-judgmental. If God is not to be judgmental of human beings, how is it possible for human beings who have a sense of that capacity in God to become judgmental of other humans? It makes no sense. The more you understand, the more you reflect. The more you reflect, the more you become. The more you become, the more you are called to act. Your human lives are indeed a journey. We have spoken often and recently of that journey. It is a sacred journey, and it is filled with opportunities to reach out beyond your own identities, bringing a sense of love that is truly non-judgmental. It is true that part of human life is always going to be evaluating the actions, behavior, and beliefs of others. That is very human. But speaking as we do of non-judgmental love, we're not addressing the need for avoiding a judgment of actions. We are speaking of non-judgmental as a recognition of the sacredness, the equality of all human beings. Only when you see another as being a manifestation of spirit belonging to the totality of God are you really exercising non-judgmental love. It is that recognition that leads to such love. The non-judgmental love that we speak of does not suggest that you don't care about what another may do or say or believe. All human beings are unique in that their beliefs and actions are based on the experiences that accompany their journey. No two human beings share identical experiences. That difference belongs to the human condition. There will always be clashes between those whose perceptions seem at the moment irreconcilable, but dwelling on those conflicts hides the deeper reality. That reality being that despite the differences experienced on the pathways, all human beings are the same. They do share a part of the spirit center. They do belong to this unending continuity. They do belong to the experience shared by others. Each of you can grow through those conflicts of behavior and viewpoint. But that growth occurs intentionally. As your guides, we try to push you to look beyond the differences and to see that you all share a kinship. You are each your brothers and sisters. You are each your wider family. All whom you know are part of who you are, and all of you are part of all others whom you know. Therefore, as you reflect that light that comes through the lens, you have an impact on the life that exists beyond yourselves. Human life can be a life of giving. Giving not necessarily in concrete ways, but giving of spirit, giving through compassion, giving through listening, giving through being with another, giving through prayer, giving with light, giving with energy, giving with a spirit of absolute non-judgmental love and acceptance. Those whom you know whose journey is about to open to such a fuller life than human experience are partaking in the most profound exchange of God's light. Offer yourselves as beacons of love and comfort, being present, being receptive. Embrace the Spirit. Embrace the sacredness of each journey. Embrace the opportunities to let the light of God imprint itself upon the deepest parts of who you are, and let that light provide warmth, comfort, and abiding love. Bless the journey. Bless your own journey with gratitude. Bless the journeys of all whom you know with gratitude. Open your hearts and let the blessed light become yours. Amen. From a message received October 26, 2021.